Oh, my God. hath given us his Son, to save us now, reconciled to be like him. Give him praise, Lord, ever, honor, and revere him, cry aloud with gladness, our joy in him. Cry aloud with gladness, our joy in him. Magnify, O magnify, O magnify our God and Father. Magnify, O magnify, O magnify our God. He will bring us to his wondrous glory, to perfect fellowship with him.
Spend some time with you. You are my first love, and last I realized. You are my first love, and last I realized.
Next request.
145. 145. I want to say something real quick. I know it's really easy to get caught up in trying to make your voice sound good and trying to make sure you get all the words right and everything, but a lot of these songs we've been singing for years, and just we keep forgetting a lot. A lot of times I forget to really think about the words that I'm singing. I just kind of sing, you know, and it's so, like, deeply will affect you if you, especially on songs you've heard your whole life, never really sat down and thought while you're singing them, what you're singing. It'll affect you in a way that it just sends chills, you know, to really see what it's saying, like that last song was saying. You know, I've thought about the words before, but, you know, I just have a newfound appreciation for the music when you really just close your eyes, try not to focus on the words on the page, but really try to look beyond that and think about it. Even if it takes you not singing and just listening to everybody else sing and just thinking about the words that way, it really makes a big difference in the worship.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we might eventually do, I've been thinking about this even before you spoke up, we might have one of our devotional nights where what we'll do is we'll call out a song and talk about its meaning. Maybe spend 5 minutes talking about it, then sing it, and just kind of combine the class and the song period together. And also, one of the things I'm going to be doing soon is we're going to have a sermon and song where the song service and the sermon is going to be put together, and actually the song will actually be a point in the sermon. And so, but the better we can understand what we're singing and think about it, and it wouldn't hurt even if somebody's getting ready to lead a song, Even tonight, you say, hey, here's some thoughts, and then lay. I'm not saying you've got to do that, but I think that's helpful. Years ago, Sewell Hall used to do a singing where he would talk about the song, and then we'd sing it and talk about it and singing, and that really is very powerful.
Well, that was a lead song.
I sing the mighty power of God that made the mountains rise, that spread the glory seas abroad and built the lofty skies. I sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to shines full at His command, and all the stars obey. I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with good. He formed the creatures with His breath, and then pronounced them good. Whenever I turn my eye,
65.
All right, well, I don't know whoever wants to lead the song can lead it, but be really good just to, when we get the third verse, I guess we do it without saying it, but just to make sure that we, and when we say it boldly, let's say it to like we mean it. Let's say it boldly, and if you want, and we can pick up the pace a little bit as we sing it. And I don't really have any words to say with the song because I don't know, it says it pretty well. When we sing "Amazing Love," how can it be? I mean, I can't think of words to say how that, what that means to me. It's just an awesome thought about the love of God. I can't fathom it because I don't even have love for anybody. I don't think I show the way that He showed His love, and it's just amazing. So, I guess just let's just really think of Jesus Christ on the cross as we sing the song. Let's stand as we sing the song.
And can it be that I should again have interest in my Savior's blood? Die for me. For me to sort His perfect love. Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, would die for me? Amazing love, how can it be that You, my God, would die?
It's kind of a new song for us. We've sung it a couple times. Stephen Rouse led it both of the probably two or three times. Really powerful song. The first verse deals with when Christ went to Jerusalem and was eventually led to Calvary. The second verse, you'll see the last sentence of it, the risen Lamb in victory has conquered death at Calvary, and speaks of His resurrection and ascension to heaven. And then the last verse speaks of His return and then our victory and going to heaven.
If we really had victory.
Right.
Something to think about.
Yes.
Everything.
Hosanna, the King of Christ's house, where branches take the dusty crown, Messiah wears no royal crown. Heaven will choose the
Christ the dust.
162. And real quick, I don't want to be the one that's all talking, but when we sing songs like we're just saying, and make statements like it says, you know, and soon will come my glory day, like it just makes it, it's just, this is gonna how it's gonna be, you know, something about my soul. That's dumb. There's a lot of songs about my soul, but it's, just having peace and just really just knowing that you're going to heaven, basically. And I think about things like that. And I used to feel almost odd singing them. I felt kind of scared singing them. I think it's because I wasn't sure that I was going to be going to heaven. And I guess that's just something to think about. And we need to sing those things with just confidence. We know it's going to be our glory day. You know, we're going to go to heaven, things like that. And if at all you have any questions about it, I would say don't just do what I did and just kind of shrug it off for so long. Talk to someone, get some help, so that we can all try to go to heaven. All right. You want me to lead this song?
Yeah.
What shall I say? What shall I say?
My glory be, my glory.
105. Mason, you want to read this one?
You are my strength when I am weak. You are my treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Way to get above, I be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, I lost my chance.
Shall
169.
I stand to praise you, but I fall to my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak, so I
Thank you.
gracious Father, grant divine consolation of the blessed. You have touched this day of mine with a foretaste of your rest. Those tomorrows can they come, trial arise and grief ensue.
Thank you. this is it's a very peaceful song, so we're going to sing it fairly softly.
Be still and know that I am God. Be still, my child, be still. For I created all of life. Be still, my child, be still.
Does anyone know the version of Be Still and Know That's in the Round?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to carry the vice over there for?
I'm good on that.
Anybody else?
What did you say?
It's the version of Beast on the Note that's in the round. It's not in here. Yeah. Alright, I'll get with you on that one later. We'll
okay. Break
that one today.
We're square on that.
Good.
113. It's probably about time to start wrapping up our thing. 113. Let's sing this song. Is there anyone, is there a request that someone's dying to say, sing? What? Nothing. Don't worry about it. Alright, we'll sing this. Do we have the papers for Christ alone? We'll pass out the papers for Christ alone, and then we'll sing Our God Is Alive. All four verses of 113. I'm pressing on the upward way. Alright, we'll stand for this and then sing Our God Is Alive. We need a lot of help on Our God Is Alive. And just remember the third verse, really start slow and soft. And then when we start, it's been bursting forth, we gradually get it a little quicker and start singing louder. And we do that for the rest of the song. And then really punch it on the... Oh, that might not be the right word. The third stanza of the third verse.
Stomp up.
Really powerful.
That's right.
Christ the Lord, my hope is found. He is my life, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, black in the pitches drowned and soared. What eyes of love, what depths of peace, with his arms my comforter, my all in all. In the love of Christ I stand, in Christ the Lord, who took on flesh. Fullness of God in endless day, this gift of love and righteousness. He came to save, till on that cross that Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live.
It is a
piece of
flag?
It's a D. It's a D.
There is beyond the azure blue a garden still from here inside. He can't describe it and live. There ain't no one else with his great mind. There is a God.
Should know.